Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Terman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive place to live, work, and visit. I'm Connie Terman. Sometimes it's hard to start a conversation.
Don't you just love this place? It's so nice that this park is here, right in the middle of all this hustle and bustle.
I suppose.
But?
I don't know, it's probably not even worth mentioning.
Come on, tell me what you're thinking.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't even know the lake is here. And if they found themselves here, it just seems to me that it would be a more enjoyable experience if the boardwalk went all the way around the lake. Mm.
This is a great conversation. Let's explore the boardwalk idea a little further. Just, you know, just throw it. I'm listening. Just tell me what you think.
Right now, there's only one entrance into the park.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a better experience if the boardwalk went all the way around the lake.
Okay, all the way around. Okay, but not across, just around the whole.
Just around the lake.
So around the lake. Okay. I'll get that down there. Okay, so.
I'm okay with it going around the lake, I think, but it needs to delicately impact the wetlands.
Okay,
here.
Wetlands, definitely. We'll get the wetlands down here. All right.
It's got to connect to the Cross Kirkland corridor.
Cross Kirkland. Okay, hang on. All right, there we go. Okay.
Pedestrian connections to the shopping here.
Oh, yeah.
The city is starting a community conversation about the future of Kirkland. Some in the community are ready to talk. Others are not even aware the conversation is happening. The city is ready to listen. The future of Kirkland is being shaped by several long-range plans that are either being updated or created for the first time that seek feedback on what people who live, work, and visit here want Kirkland to be in the year 2035. To start the conversation, the city is hosting a Community Planning Day on Saturday, June 8th to present information and get public input on the long-range plans such as Comprehensive Plan, Parks, Recreation and Open Space Plan, and the Cross Kirkland Corridor Master Plan. Informational presentations, displays, and interactive activities will be happening from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at City Hall. Some residents along 111th Avenue Northeast in the Highlands neighborhood awoke on a recent Sunday morning to a new house in their neighborhood.
A giant log cabin getting moved from the lakefront, I guess.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's all on wheels and whatnot.
Yeah, see?
What is it?
A truck.
It's a truck? And what's on the truck?
A big log cabin.
And we're just excited to have a piece of Kirkland move down into our neighborhood. Yeah, it's going to be great to have it here.
No, it's pretty crazy. I thought it was going to be a lot smaller. And then I woke up this morning and there was just this massive house on my street.
The 30-foot by 30-foot log cabin that once sat at the 1800 block of Market Street was moved in the middle of the night to the property owned by Lisa and Richard Altig.
It was a lot of fun, though, seeing the Kirkland, everybody out in lawn chairs and saying they're all excited. They all started clapping when the house started coming
up. So when it actually pulled out into Market Street, there was probably a couple dozen people in their lawn chairs, and everybody started cheering, yay! Just to make that corner was like, wow.
When asked why they wanted the cabin, the Altigs had this to say.
Well, what happened, Lisa and I have been members of the Kirkland
Heritage Society
for a long time, and we've been trying to preserve houses in Kirkland because they all seem to get kind of pushed aside for the new ones, which is fine. This kind of was a last minute thing. The house, they'd applied for a permit to tear it down, and so my mom that's here, she said, you should move that down by your barn, and somebody else told us we should, so we inquired, and the city was super cooperative and very helpful from the police, fire, and especially the planning department, building department, everybody just really was cooperative to make it happen.
And they were excited to preserve it. I mean, they were excited that it was going to get preserved.
Right.
So, yeah.
So they were accommodating. And so it really wasn't Lisa and I. It was really a whole team approach from the city. And we're still not sure what it's going to be.
It took precision, patience, and perseverance to lift the cabin off its foundation, secure it on a hydraulic-operated truck, then slowly drive it through town. John Kapler of Architectural Innovations orchestrated the move with Nickel Brothers behind the driver's seat of the rig that towed the 20-ton house a little over 4 miles. Kapler explains how the cabin was prepared.
It's an incredible journey. Built in 1932, it sat in its present location in Market Street. Until now, the property was sold for redevelopment and the cabin was scheduled for demolition. So we found a way to save the cabin and preserve a piece of Kirkland, and we figured out a way to get it here, and here it is. They began the deconstruction about 2 weeks ago to take off the elements that were going to hit vertical members, because we only have a certain width to go through. That took about 2 weeks to take the pieces off and get them all ready and stack here on property. And then it took about a week to punch holes under the foundation, slide beams under, jack the house up, put the dollies under it, and get it off the foundation ready to roll. That was, it took 4 or 5 days, a week to get that done. And then we were all ready to go, and we left last night about midnight, and here we are.
So why all this effort?
The whole goal was to save a piece of Kirkland. That was the goal, and we got that done.
The cliche, gone to the dogs, has a whole new meaning in Kirkland. Recently, the Kirkland Dog Off-Leash Group, or K-Dog, hosted a spring cleanup at Jasper's Park, Kirkland's only off-leash dog park. K-Dog President Tracy Dorring explains.
We're spreading ground cover over some bare areas that are showing through. It's important for us to have the ground cover over here so that we don't have a lot of mud. And then also this used to be a big giant blackberry patch. So we're taking care of that. We're clipping back some of the invasive vegetation that's coming back up. We go through and we actually had to lay down some landscape cloth underneath here. So in places where it's showing and frayed, we go through and clip that out. So.
The park was created through a unique partnership between the city and K-Dog. The city had the land, K-Dog had the gumption. As an all-volunteer, nonprofit group, K-Dog recruited volunteers and raised money to build a fenced, off-leash dog park. Dorring attributes the success of the park to K-Dog volunteers.
It took us a good 6 months every Saturday out here pretty much all day. Volunteer effort has been just huge, phenomenal.
Since it opened in early 2012, the park has seen over 30,000 four-legged visitors. The two-acre park is tucked away in the Totem Lake neighborhood at the corner of 113th Avenue Northeast and Northeast 120th Street. The park is open from dawn to dusk. K-Dog invites dog owners to a free workshop on June 1st from 1 to 2 p.m. at the park, where they will learn how to properly use the park and tips on animal behavior. Visit www.kdog.org for upcoming events. Kirkland is known locally and nationally for its pedestrian and bicycle friendliness. To showcase its programs, the city is hosting a walk and roll safety fair on Friday, June 7th. Information from the city, the Cascade Bicycle Club, Feet First, and Safe Kids organizations will be provided. Kids' activities include a bicycle rodeo, bicycle safety check, and other games. The fair will be held in conjunction with the Juanita Friday Market at Juanita Beach Park from 3 to 7 p.m. For event information, visit the city's website at kirklandwa.gov. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.